SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Do more with up to 5 times more power, more versatility, and more features than any ordinary handheld trimmer when you upgrade to a DR trimmer mower from DR Power Equipment. Featuring all steel frames, an adjustable handlebar, oversized wheels, and the strongest trimmer cord on the market. A DR trimmer lets you easily mow everywhere a bladed mower can't. Visit drpower.com today and shop the sale.
In this bulletin, the UK suspends trade talks with Israel on a new free trade agreement. Flash flooding on the New South Wales Hunter and Mid-North Coast intensifies. And in sport, Tottenham Hotspur manager defends his position ahead of the Europa League final. Good afternoon from the SBS newsroom. I'm Assam Al-Ghadi. The British government has suspended free trade talks with Israel and imposed new sanctions on West Bank settlers in response to Israel's latest military offensive in Gaza. The move follows mounting international pressure over a blockade that has pushed Gaza to the brink of famine. Foreign Secretary David Lammy says trade discussions couldn't continue while Israel pursued what he called egregious policies in Gaza and the occupied West Bank. He announced sanctions against 3 individuals, 2 settler outposts, and 2 groups accused of inciting violence against Palestinians.
Today we are therefore imposing sanctions on a further 3 individuals and 4 entities involved in the settler movement. I have seen for myself the consequences of settler violence, the fear of its victim, the impunity of its perpetrators. Today we are demonstrating again that we will continue to act against those who are carrying out heinous abuses of human rights.
Israel's foreign ministry called the sanctions unjustified and regrettable and claimed trade talks had stalled regardless. Residents are left stranded in the Mid-North Coast and Hunter regions of New South Wales. This, as parts of Taree, Wingham and Glenthorne are mostly affected. It is understood that New South Wales State Emergency Services personnel have been and continue to rescue residents from rooftops while evacuation centres have been opened in the region. Sydney train crews worked through the night in stormy conditions to remove a faulty train near Strathfield in the city's inner west and repair damaged overhead wiring that brought major disruptions to the rail network yesterday. In a statement, Sydney Trains confirmed that repairs have been completed and the 1,500-volt power supply restored. However, residual delays are expected throughout the day, and passengers are being urged to check for service updates. Sydney Trains has apologized for the disruption, acknowledging the frustration caused to commuters. The chaos began when a power cable fell onto the roof of a train carriage, triggering widespread delays. In response, the New South Wales government has announced a fare-free day on Monday, the 26th of May. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has commended the interest rate cuts, saying it's good news for the economy, with interest rates being cut for the second time in 3 months. He says it comes as welcome relief for millions of people in Australia with a mortgage, despite there being a global uncertainty and economic pressure in the country. He says the government has a clear focus.
To provide stable, responsible, considered, methodical economic leadership, because that responsible economic management has seen inflation come down substantially, real wages grow, unemployment very low, growth returning, rebounding in our economy. We've got the debt down.
It follows the RBA's decision on Tuesday to lower the cash rate target from 4.35% to 4.1% and the interest rate paid on exchange settlements balances to 4%. Foreign Minister Penny Wong has announced over $50 million in support over the next 4 years for the Pacific Island country, Tonga. Ms. Wong's comments while visiting the Pacific this week to strengthen bilateral partnerships and support regional development within the region. She discussed Pacific funding with Tongan Prime Minister Dr. Isaki Valuyeki.
Today, Australia is committing $50 million over 4 years to launch the next phase of the Tonga-Australia Support Platform and the Health Sector Support Program. These are initiatives which will help deliver stronger public governance, better health services, and greater gender equality, and all driven by your priorities, Tonga's own priorities.
Ms. Wong says Australia will also provide $5 million in budget support to help Tonga strengthen their health infrastructure and to assist with balancing their budget. To sport, Tottenham Hotspur manager Ange Postecoglou is set to face a game that could potentially be his last with the club. The club will play against Manchester United in the Europa League final in Bilbao in northern Spain. Tottenham's last European title was in 1984 when they beat Anderlecht by penalties to win the UEFA Cup. Postecoglou was visibly frustrated at times during a press conference at the eve of the match when questioned by a journalist on how the season would either be seen as a success or a historic failure.
I wouldn't be the first person who changes jobs, mate. We all change jobs. I'm sure you've had more than one job. My future's assured. I've got a beautiful family. I've got a great life. I'll keep on winning trophies till I finish, wherever that is. So don't worry about my future, mate. My future is not entwined with anything.
The club has suffered its worst ever Premier League campaign with 21 defeats. Winger and star player Song Yung-min has said in an earlier presser that he felt ready to go after recently returning to action from an injury. The South Korean says he was hungry to end his decade-long trophy drought at the club. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get five Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.